2 Timothy chapter 3. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times will come, because men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, lacking self-control, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, arrogant, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such turn away. Because of this sort are those who creep into houses and lead captive silly women loaded down with sins, led away with various lusts, ever yearning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, castaways concerning the faith. But they will proceed no further, because their folly will be visible to all men, as heirs also was. But you have fully known my teaching, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all he Lord deliver me, yes, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you continue in the things you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished for all good works.